young band Love Ain't on B105. It's your B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member owned, homegrown, community focused since 1936. So today might see some showers this afternoon. Otherwise, most of our rain going to move in tomorrow into the weekend. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 65. So want to talk about that severe weather that we saw on Tuesday. That was nuts. I live over the hill in Duluth and it did not stop torrentially downpouring once it started. 4 hours. And we saw a lot of flooding all across the area, a lot of it on the Iron Range. And now we have some updated rainfall totals from that severe weather Tuesday all across northern Minnesota and Wisconsin. Now, these are subject to change as, you know, the National Weather Service gets more information and whatnot. But just some rain totals that are absolutely crazy. Tofty saw about 6 inches. Silver Bay also saw about 6 inches. Point Lakes, well over 6 inches. Oh my gosh. Yeah, just crazy. About 7.5 inches near Tower. Chisholm got about 6 inches, along with Lutzen, and Cook got about 5 inches. Just absolutely crazy. By Wabick and Ely, about 4 inches. And Bayfield got about 2.5. Chester Park, about 3 inches. So see those rain totals right now, B105country.com and your B105 app. But yeah, that was just absolutely crazy. It hit Gooseberry Falls State Park and Silver Bay. Just rain everywhere. It's been a super, super wet June. And then, of course, you know, more rain on the way in true Duluth fashion. Want to mention this as well. The XL Energy Center might be getting a new name. It might not be the XL Energy Center anymore, which would be really hard to get used to. But a bunch of different reports are saying that it might have a different name very, very soon. Since it opened in 2000, XL Energy has held the naming rights for about $3 million a year, but that contract, which is set for 25 years, is about to expire. A new name could be in the works. Now, one sports reporter says that there is already a handful of people and businesses that are seriously interested. One company's already made an offer, and then another reporter backs that up, saying, quote, "It's so crazy that the Minnesota Wild are going the way of the Brewers and changing iconic branding." And then another reporter said, "I heard a name change was coming at the end of the season, but nothing on who that replacement is." So, like I said, that would take a lot to get used to, but we'll have to see what happens and how that all pans out. So read more B105country.com and your B105 Buzz. Coming up, Jordan Davis, Morgan Wallen, Tyler Hubbard, and Luke Combs, and the song that started it all, it's Hurricane on B105. It's time for Lauren's Country Lowdown. Of course, we have Morgan Wallen at US Bank Stadium. It's finally here. I think we announced this show back in September, and then it sold out so quickly they added another one. So he'll be here tonight and tomorrow. And, you know, US Bank, they've changed things up quite a bit over the past few years. And I just went to Chris Stapleton, and there was lots of things that I didn't know because I hadn't been to a concert there for a while. So they offered some tips on social media for things that you should pack, things you should leave at home, everything like that. So first of all, we have Nate Smith and Bailey Zimmerman opening, along with Brian Martin. Doors open at 4:30. The show kicks off at 5:30, so you can get a drink and some merch. Now, US Bank says you have to have your tickets downloaded on your phone when you arrive at the door. You don't want to wait because that's going to hold up the line. It's packed. It's sold out. And then on top of that, you know, service is really spotty at US Bank, especially when there's a lot of people. So make sure your tickets are all good to go. If for some reason you need to go to the ticket office, it'll open at 10 a.m. both Thursday and Friday. It's located on the northwest corner between the Legacy and Polaris gates. Also, you should know that US Bank is now entirely cashless, so don't take out cash thinking that's how you're going to pay, because then you're going to be out of luck. And then they also want you to plan your transportation, which is really smart. So their Skyway route will be open today and Friday, 2 p.m. to 1 a.m. If you're taking public transportation, just make sure that you check the schedule and plan everything out, because you don't want to be planning it out after a few beers. You know what I mean? So you can read more about this, B105country.com and your B105 app. And if you're going, just know that I have FOMO and you should report back and let us know how it is. But another country act that was just in Minnesota, Tiger Lily Gold. They just won the ACM Award for New Duo of the Year, and they opened for Sarah Evans at the Deck over the weekend. And they shared such a sweet statement after the show, and I just had to share it. They said, "Duluth, that was the perfect way to end our weekend. Loved meeting so many of you. It was our first time playing in your city. Safe to say, we will be back." And they also went to the aerial lift bridge, took a photo in front of that. But I just thought that was so cute because they play so many shows. So for them to take time and say, wow, Duluth, you guys were amazing. I just thought that was great. They were also at Grand Country Nights last year. And they were the standouts. Like, they were just starting out, and they were amazing. So you can see those photos, B105Country.com and our B105 app. And then keep it here because we are less than 2 hours away from your first Kenny Chesney code of the day. If you want to go see him in a secret mystery location, you want to get as many codes as you can. And your first one's coming up at 8. Shabuzi, a bar song, tipsy at 7-Eleven on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Cloudy today, breezy with a high of 59. We all know Grandma's Marathon is, well, the fun kicks off today. There's the expo at the deck and tomorrow and the 5K and all of that. But the big story is how it is most likely going to rain. So I'm in the Grandma's Marathon Facebook group. And if you are running it and you're panicking, I saw this graphic which caught my eye, and it says 10 tips for mastering your rainy race days. So some of these are kind of obvious, like consider running without gadgets. To me, I can't do that. I have to have music, otherwise I can't do it. But make sure you bring a complete change of clothes for your gear check. You know, you can always drop a bag off at the start of the race. Make sure that you stretch before, and then you can also do all of that while you're wearing like a poncho. I saw a lot of people saying they're going to cut holes in garbage bags and use that as a poncho at the starting line. Use a Ziploc bag for your essential electronics. And then it also says like adjust your pace if you have to, because on wet roads, it can be obviously a little bit slick and you want to navigate puddles carefully. I'm the one that would fall in a puddle because I've done that many times. Ensure your shoes have a good grip. And then I like this. It says see the rain as a challenge to conquer, not a barrier, and think of it as a good story to tell, which is, the truth. You do the half marathon for yourself and whatever your reasons might be, but like Zach from Grandma said when he came in on Monday, you'll remember this forever. So look at it as just a funny story you're going to tell people once you finish, and it'll make it all that much more rewarding. But if you have any more tips, let me know using the B105 app. You can call me up, and I will share on the air with everybody that is running this weekend in the rain. So there you go. All things Grandma's, B105Country.com and our B105 app. Coming up, your brain teaser question, Cole Swindell, Old Dominion and more. Time now is 7:22 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Gloomy today, mostly cloudy, breezy with a high of 60. We'll talk to Liz Marco from WDIO coming up next hour. But let's talk about Grandma's Marathon. We've been doing questions about the races and all you can eat spaghetti dinner and everything over the past few days. And this morning, this is really easy. I really think it is. So we have, of course, the half and the full marathon Saturday, but on Friday night, there's a little warm up fun run. It's a 5K. And I want to know, which famous ship is it named after? The Grandma's Marathon 5K is named after which famous ship? It's just a staple. It's just a staple. I love seeing it every single day when I drive into work. So what do you think it is? Call me up, 727-B105. Might be the easiest brain teaser question ever. It's the 5K. I don't think that helped. But the Grandma's Marathon 5K is named after which famous ship? What do you think it is? Call me up, 727-B105, your chance to win some pizza. It is 7:26 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have your brain teaser question. It's kind of easy. The Grandma's Marathon 5K is named after which famous ship? I've only done this one time, and it was one of my favorites ever. So let's go to the phone. B105, what's your guess?
The Irvin.
It is the Irvin. Nice job.
Right.
Now, did you guess or did you know that?
Yes. No, right when you said that, you're getting ready for work, and right when you said that, I'm like, it's Irvin, William A. Irvin, is it?
Great job. You have won some Papa Murphy's. Who's this?
This is Ginny.
Congratulations. Can you hang on a second? Okay. It looks like Jenny accidentally hung up on me. Hopefully that was an accident. Call me up. I'll get you the rest of your details about your prize. I don't think you'd hang up on me. So call me back. I'll give you some more details there. But congratulations. We'll do it again tomorrow. Same time, same place. In the meantime, another check of your weather forecast coming up. Luke Combs, Better Together at 7:40 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Cloudy today, breezy with a high of 59. So a lot of people sent me this yesterday and I saw it as well. And, you know, I think it's okay because I, you know, we usually do one-on-one with Lauren at this point. And I'm not a hater of sports, but it's known that it's not my thing, right? So this is just kind of all of the worlds coming together. Jason Kelce, who's become, he was already very famous, obviously, but, you know, he and his brother Travis are in the news a lot lately because Travis is dating Taylor Swift. So they have a podcast. It's called The New Heights Podcast. And in it, Jason kind of rips on country music. So they talked about a lot of things. They, in this particular new episode that just came out, they talked about what it would be like if they visited the future. And they were like, what would music look like in the future? And Jason basically said, I can't go into the future because even trying to relate to music right now, I can't even think about like what it's going to be like in 40 years. And then he went on to diss country music. He said some words that I can't say, but he said that there's a lot of auto-tune. And he said, if I have to hear one more country song that's like, I got my boots in my truck going through the fields. And then he said some bad words and he says, that's not country music. That's like a stereotype people always say to me when I'm like, oh, I'm in country music. They're like, oh, songs about trucks and fields. I'm like, yeah, but there's more to it. And he said, I just want to listen to Willie Nelson. I'm tired of country music and what it's become. Then he said more bad words. But then he did say Chris Stapleton is really good. So, you know, he gets a point for that because yes, Chris Stapleton is good, but I just, and you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion and that's totally fine. But I think to make a big blanket judgment like that. Time now is 7:48 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Happy Morgan Wallen Day to all who celebrate. I sadly will not be celebrating, but he will be at U.S. Bank Stadium tonight and tomorrow. And yesterday, U.S. Bank, they shared a ton of really, really helpful tips for anybody going to the show. It's going to be absolutely packed. And so if you are going, go to B105Country.com. It probably got the app alert as well, and it talks about what kind of bag you can bring in, what kind of bag you can't bring in, if you should bring cash, the Skyway, all of that. So if you're going, highly recommend that you check that out. And then I'll live vicariously through you. Brian Martin, Nate Smith, and Bailey Zimmerman all opening, which is just a great lineup. But weird timing yesterday, Morgan Wallen, he hopped on social media and he shared a little video. He said, what's up, everybody? He says, I've been in the studio for the past couple days and I just really haven't been on social media. So I wanted to give you guys an update. He said, I've been hanging out with my kid, making music, golfing, swimming. But he said, mostly I'm just laying low and staying out of trouble. He does have a new song coming out. I think it's on the 4th of July called Lies, Lies, Lies. He's talked about how he's working on his next album. He says, everything's all good. And I'll see y'all real soon. So you can see that video, B105Country.com. And again, happy Morgan Wallen Day to all who celebrate. More exciting news, Kane Brown is officially a dad of three. His wife, Caitlin, gave birth to a baby boy. We knew that it was going to have a K name because they have Cody Kingsley. It's Caitlin and Kane. And on Tuesday, Caitlin gave birth to Crew Allen. So, so, so cute. I love, like, Kane's daughters looks so much like him and it's like crazy, like they're twins. I know, obviously, but it's like just twins, and that's how I feel about Crew as well. So they shared a bunch of pictures and they're just the cutest little family. So you can see those photos, b105country.com. Caitlin also looks amazing. Like, her hair looks great, she looks great. And obviously Crew is just so, so cute. So check that out for your daily dose of cuteness, B105Country.com. And Lainey Wilson, she has new music coming out actually at 10 a.m. this morning. A song from the Twister soundtrack, which has so many country artists, Megan Maroney, Bailey Zimmerman, of course, Luke Combs. And this song is called Out of Oklahoma. So the song comes out at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So actually that'd be 9 a.m. Minnesota time, I think. And then a music video as well. So she is just, I don't know when Lainey Wilson sleeps. I really have no idea. So very excited about that. I can't wait to see Twisters too. I'm kind of a weather nerd. So looking forward to that. We'll have that up on B105Country.com as well in your B105 app. Here is Lainey now with her new one. It's Hang Tight, Honey. Chris Jansen, Good Vibes. It's 8:24 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And I finally have some people in here with me. I've been talking to myself all morning. We have Rachel and Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men. Rachel, welcome in. It's your first time.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I love having another woman in here because I'm always surrounded by men. You know, between Ken and Ben, it's like I need some backup. So thank you for coming.
And that is such a bad thing? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, it's not, but it's nice to have someone new in here.
Exactly.
We just have to stick together.
Well, this is true.
Rachel, has Ben put you to work in Mainstream?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're off right now for the summer, right?
I am. I am a teacher, so I have the summers off. And by summers off, I mean I come down to Mainstream and work at the clothing store.
Yep. My goodness. That is part of the deal of being a small business owner's wife, is you just get to pitch in.
Okay.
You have to. Because it's a team effort.
That's true.
Yeah, but fortunately, we get along well enough where, like, you know, we can actually work together.
That's good.
And then, you know, still get along at home, too, which is great. So it's super fun.
Yeah. So what's going on at Mainstream right now? What are you guys working on?
Wedding season. It is all wedding season all the time, which is loads and loads of fun. But it's great having some extra help down at the store so we can keep things extra organized. Mm-hmm. We did some capping of weddings this year, so we made sure we didn't get too crazy down there. But between Rachel and a couple other part-timers, they're keeping us in line, getting all the suits ready for all the wedding parties that we're doing, and not to mention our regular stuff. So we have still plenty of guys coming in that just need new things. Maybe you've got an event or a graduation party coming up.
It's golf season, too.
Oh, my goodness. Is it ever golf season?
Ken's really into getting new golf outfits right now.
Yeah, he needs to swing over.
Yeah, he really does.
It's rainy, though. I mean, I know of a lot of canceled golf.
Yeah, well,
that's sad. Yeah, I know people are probably really sad. But you can still buy some golf clothes for when it's sunny. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. The store looks really, really fresh, too. Like, all the new merchandise is in the front of the store. So if you're doing anything business casual related, you walk in the store and it's going to be right there for you. Golf attire, business cash, all that good stuff. And then the further back you get, the dressier it gets, which is always kind of fun to see.
So we just talked about wedding season. Let's remind everybody one more time, because I know that I procrastinate and I'm not the only one. What's a good wedding rule of thumb? Like, if you need a tux or something, like, how far out should you be doing that? Not the week of, obviously.
Correct.
But, like, what's a good rule of thumb?
Yep. Generally speaking, we want to see you 2 weeks before the event. And, like, we'll give people pats on the back when they actually do that. We have 3 different tailor shops that's helping us out this summer to make sure that everything's getting done in time. But we don't like stressing out our tailors if we don't have to.
Right.
And so if you know you've got an event coming up in the next couple of weeks or the next month, come on down, and we'd love to take care of you and make sure all the tailoring gets done right on time. And come on down Saturday, too. We're going to be open all day. So
well,
if you're going to be watching the race, yeah, it's a perfect time. It's going to be pretty relaxing down there, but I'll be watching the both of you running.
Gosh. I didn't see you last year, and Rachel's going to be like an hour and a half in front of me, but that's okay. We can
still. Yeah, it's going to be great.
We'll meet up at the finish line.
Exactly.
Yeah, but wave to Ben if you're you know, running by Mainstream.
Yeah, I'll be out there with the kiddo. We'll probably have some signs, and there's probably cold beverages inside, too. So
there you go. Right there.
Warm beverages, too.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, can you
get
on that?
They are saying it might be a little wet and rainy, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe make a pot of coffee.
That's a good point.
I love
Excellent.
That.
See, this is why we have
on
to have her around.
Can you come in again next week? Okay, you don't have to, you don't have to answer that. But anyways, Rachel and Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men, thank you. And Rachel, good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. 8:27 now on B105. We'll talk to Liz Mirko from WDIO coming up. Time now is 8:40 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. I would say Mother Nature is our jerk of the day, because we are looking at cloudy conditions today, breezy with a high of 60, but more rain moving in for Grandma's weekend. So in case you missed it earlier, just happened to work out for one-on-one with Lauren because Ken's not here. But I was talking about a sports headline, and I'm going to go on a limb here, okay? And don't be mad at me if you're a big fan. I think that he's great, but I didn't like this. Jason Kelce said that he does not like modern country music. I know everybody's entitled to their opinion, but in case you missed it, he and his brother Travis, they have a podcast. And in this week's episode, Jason said a lot of things about country music. I can't play it because he does swear a lot, but basically he said that it's not good. It's auto-tuned. And he said, bring back Willie Nelson. He did give a shout out to Chris Stapleton, though, and said Chris Stapleton's good. So, you know, I'm going to give him a point for that. But he said it's all about pickup trucks in cornfields. And that's what I get all the time. People always say that. And it's like, you got to listen to, you know, like, you just got to listen. You're stereotyping it now. There's so many different types of country music out there. And you can't just say a blanket statement like that, in my opinion. But, you know, music is subjective, so I won't be mad. But I saw that and I'm like, that's a little bit of a jerk. Time now is 8:48 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. I saw this story. I thought it was so sweet. I don't know who the angel is in this situation, but this story comes from TikTok, of course. Our angel today is a content creator named Eddie, and his handle is at EddieInChooch215. He's a Philadelphia man, and he's gone viral because he created a series of videos and they kind of tell his story. So basically what happened is he and his significant other, they went on vacation to Puerto Rico, and he was capturing video for this vacation. And long story short, on the first day, this black and white dog came up to him and he was like, that's the cutest dog ever. And the dog kind of lingered around them for the day. And then when they were driving back to their Airbnb, the dog chased after them like they just had a bond. So the dog kept coming up every day of their vacation, kept finding them. And that's when the couple decided, like, we can't live without this dog. We want to take her back. She was a stray. And so they went to a local animal rescue in Puerto Rico, and they kind of explained what's happening. They went, they found Cece, and Cece was looking for them as well. She was, you know, taken care of, got all of her shots and everything at the vet, and then she got to go home to Philadelphia to be with this very, very sweet pup named Cece. So Cece no longer is a stray, doesn't have to worry where her food's coming from, and it's just so cute that, you know, they just had this feeling that the dog belonged in their life. They also have another dog, and the two dogs get along, so I just think that is the cutest thing ever. Dirks and the V105, a workday kickoff. I'm going to hand the reins over to Joe Danger. He'll have your next Kenny Chesney flyaway code around 10:20, and he'll take